Unit 5. Exercise 1. Text 1.
To be honest, last week was an emotional roller coaster. When I got the job at the library, I knew I was on a temporary contract for just 3 months. Anyway, last Monday, just as I was clocking off, the head librarian called me into her office. She said she was very happy with my work and that she was sorry to see me go, but the 3 months were up, and that was that. I expected it, but I was down in the dumps for the next few days. I mean, I loved that job, and I'd made some real friends while I was working there. Anyway, it got to Friday, and I was told to see the head librarian again. I was a bit apprehensive going in, as I thought it would be the last goodbye, but she actually told me that they were extending my contract by another 6 months. I was ecstatic. I wonder if they're going to keep me on any longer after the next 6 months.
Text 2.
Did you want to see me?
Yes, Tom. Come and sit down. It's come to my attention that you're seen as something of a problem solver in the office. I have a new role that will suit you down to the ground.
Well, I'm not sure that I call myself a problem solver, but the other staff have said that I offer constructive criticism a lot of the time. What is the role exactly?
I want to put you in charge of well-being for the office. The workplace can be a stressful space, and we need someone empathetic who can offer such things as conflict resolution without resorting to human resources.
It all sounds a bit out of my comfort zone, to be honest, but if you think I can do it, then I'm willing to give it a try.
Excellent. Now, let's schedule a meeting in which we can discuss the specifics of the role in a bit more depth. Text 3.
Hello everyone, and welcome to this meeting. As you know, a few of the students at our school have been having some behavioural problems recently, and we've been looking at how we as a staff can deal with these issues. It's fair to say that a lot of these problems come from the children not being able to recognise and regulate their emotions. That's why we've come up with a plan which may help. It's called Zones of Regulation, and it uses a simple colour scheme that allows the children to monitor their emotions and gives them tips and advice on how to deal with negative feelings. The zones are green, blue, yellow, and red. Let's look at green first of all. This zone is calm, rested, and ready to work. This is the best zone for learning, and it's what we need to have the children in. The blue zone is tired, maybe even bored, and not amenable to learning. Yellow is excitable. This could be excitable in a negative way, almost irritable, but they could also be too happy as well. The final zone is red, and as you might expect, it's an angry, unresponsive zone. Now, once we know which zone the students are in, we can tailor our advice to them to help them get in that green zone. If they're blue, we need to wake them up or make them more interested in the lesson. That means getting them moving around to get the blood pumping. On the other hand, anyone in the yellow zone needs to calm down. They could be given a time out of the class in a more tranquil place, for example, or given a brain break to settle them down. The red zone is where most of our behavioural problems come from, so we need to be careful. It is vital to find out what is causing the anger, and if possible, advise the students in this zone about how to calm down. Now, this leads me to more practical matters regarding the zones of regulation. At the beginning of the day, as the children walk in, we'll have a form for them to complete. Next to their name, they use a felt-tip pen to colour in how they feel. Red for angry, yellow for excitable, blue for tired, or green for ready to learn. Teachers should, during the first half hour of the lesson, look at what colour the children feel they are. If there are any reds, then teachers should have a word with them as soon as possible. Find out why they are red, and suggest ways that these children can move into the green zone for their learning. Zones of regulation is a toolbox that both staff and students can use to avoid any major issues in the classroom and around the school. Hopefully, the students will learn to understand their emotions and feel equipped to deal with them more easily. Obviously, this won't happen overnight, but we hope that by the start of next term, we'll be seeing some positive results.